You may have seen it going through Chinatown or headed perhaps to a Dodger game. The former LAPD jail in Lincoln Heights has been sitting empty now for quite some time. It's 5 stories tall. Built back in the 1930s, it's housed some big-name criminals such as Al Capone. Well, that long and sordid history is about to get a new chapter with a planned redevelopment that'll turn that building into a bustling residential, office, and commercial destination. And Frances Anderton hosts KCRW's Design and Architecture. She's here with DNA on ATC. Hello, Frances.
Hello, Steve.
All right, so a jail turning into a big mega complex, but this jail has quite the history, doesn't it?
Well, it certainly does. And adaptive reuse is going on a lot in LA, and this will be a very interesting one. This was an Art Deco building opened by the City of LA in 1931 for an intended 600 or so prisoners. It got a reputation for severe overcrowding and a lot of notorious inmates. You mentioned Al Capone. Thousands of drunks wound up there. You had people arrested during the Zoot Suit and later the Watts riots. It was also known as a place where, unfortunately, many gay people were jailed. By the 1950s, it was holding up to almost 3,000 prisoners, giving rise to the term the Gray Bar Motel.
The Gray Bar Motel. Of course, a lot of rooms in there, and there's always, well, maybe not a vacancy. So,
no vacancies. Anyway, it finally got decommissioned. It was just too overcrowded back in the 1960s. And since then, there's been efforts to reuse it. Along the way, there were sort of pop-up efforts. It's been used for filming. It was used for a long time by a non-profit arts organization. They've looked for bigger ideas, and just as of last week, a team was selected from 3 competing developer-designer teams to go before City Council for possible approval to move ahead with developing a development concept for the site.
How do you make a jail, Frances? A jail, something so dour and danky and damp. How do you make that into something that's worthy of living in or working in?
Well, there's a very sturdy, and if you talk to the LA Conservancy, a rather fine structure, albeit it is swathed in this bleak history. A really good architect and designer, of which we have many, can certainly turn the structure into a very different place, and that what they will do. They are also intending to take this isolated, gloomy building and situate it in a large expanse of open space. The designers, Rios Clemente Hale Studios, that have been selected along with developers Lincoln Property Company and 15 Group, have assembled a large parcel of property which they really intend to connect to the surrounding community. Let's just hear from Mark Motonaga. He is the project lead.
One of the challenges, I believe, is to create what was something ominous into something the public can reoccupy and see as a center of community engagement and renewal.
So they're planning to do some residential, some commercial, lots of open park space, and a big connection to the river that runs along one of the site's flanks.
All right. So, and I thought about this because the river is right there, the LA River, that's up for redevelopment of its own. As we know, more than $1 billion with the Army Corps of Engineers. This is a prime spot.
Absolutely. And how the fortunes of this area have changed. Absolutely. Lincoln Heights is now an area that is experiencing gentrification. The development team is very aware of that. This project, assuming it goes ahead, will involve a huge amount of public outreach. The notion is, and this firm, Rios Clemente Hale Studios, has a really good track record in really embedding projects in the community they're in. The process will be long. It will be very much involving the voices of the community with the goal of achieving something that becomes part of the revitalization while also completely integrating the community that's there.
Frances Anderton, you're going to keep us updated on it as well with DNA and ATC. You can catch Design and Architecture, by the way, every Tuesday right here on KCRW at 2:30. Frances Anderton, thank you.
Thank you so much, Steve.